Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3317 BN. Today's date is March 28th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Obama, Biden, DNC Panic, One More Push, Criminals Exposed, Prepare for the Final Battle. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, they are panicking like we've never seen before. Think about it. Everything that they put into place is now unraveling right in front of their eyes. And if you go back in time, it started with NXIVM, then Nygaard, then people started to realize Victoria's Secrets was involved with this with Wexner. Then it moved to Ghislaine Maxwell, and all of a sudden now we have Diddy, where he is involved. And we shouldn't forget about Weinstein. And now, as the investigation is continuing, they're starting to realize there's a lot of players that are involved in this. And actually, at his home, there is a strange underwater tunnel, or a tunnel underneath his home, which is kind of odd if you really think about it. And I do believe the criminals right now are being exposed so that people understand what has been happening in this country. And I do believe this is going to expand as time goes on. And remember, all of this leads back to the same exact people, all those people that were screaming and yelling at Trump. He can't come in. Why? Why would someone scream so loud like this unless they are hiding something and they don't want something to get out there? And eventually people are going to see that, yeah, these same people, they were involved in very dirty business with young girls, young boys, sex rings, you name it. And I do believe this information is going to be coming out. And we could see that O'Biden, I guess we can call him O'Biden because it's actually Obama running things and Biden is the puppet. But Obama, Biden, the DNC, they're panicking right now. And now they're joining forces with Biden to do one more push to try to get people on board. Or are they really trying to get as much money as possible so they can cheat in the election, or try to cheat? And it's going to be very, very difficult to cheat. Why? Because a lot of the states now are reversing their laws. The Supreme Courts in those states, they're ruling that the laws that were passed during COVID, they're completely unconstitutional. And actually, they weren't even laws. We had certain Secretary of States, we have certain attorney generals. They just decided this is the way it was going to be. And now those are being reversed. And actually, courts are ruling that you just can't accept mail-in ballots without dates on them. Actually, we shouldn't be using mail-in ballots whatsoever. And actually, if you look around the world, most of the countries have banned mail-in ballots. Why? Because it breeds corruption. Well, that's what criminals like. They love corruption. They love cheating. They love all of that. And you could see this is why they're using that system, but this is backfiring on them, and it's not going to work out the way they think it's going to work out. And I do believe this is why we have Obama. This is why we have Clinton, the DNC. This is why they're going and fundraising right now, because they're going to have to do something very, very different. And that costs a lot of money, especially if you're going to have some type of an event. If you have to pay certain people, you need the funds. Remember, out in Afghanistan, the poppy fields, they were shut down. The CIA used that to fund a lot of their operations. We can see they're not getting the same amount of funds that they normally get from Congress. And they're in a little bit of trouble right now. And this is why they're trying to take control of Congress, because they're not getting the funds that they actually need to pull the next event off, which means they're going to have a little bit of problems, and this is why they're panicking. And this is why they're going to ask those individuals, probably caught up with the pedophilia and everything else, to donate as much as you possibly can, because if you don't, people are going to find out what you did. They're going to start to figure out that, hey, we're the criminals, and they're going to see your crimes. So what do you think people are going to do? They're going to cough up the money, and they're the ones who are going to fund everything. And this is panic at the extreme right now. And I do believe as we go towards this final battle, the deep state players, they're going to do whatever they possibly can to try to cheat, but they don't have everything that they need like they had back during 2020. They don't have a virus. They don't have people scared in their homes. So how do you scare people into doing what you want them to do? Well, if you don't have a virus, you're going to have to use a different tactic. And I do believe this is why the World Economic Forum, this is why they mentioned a cyber attack going back about 2.5 years ago, telling us that there's going to be a cyber attack in the next 2 years, because they were already planning for this. And yes, I know they kept saying Disease X, the next pandemic. But again, if the first pandemic didn't work and people started to wake up and started to realize, hey, by the way, we're not falling for this again. We know what you did. You didn't use science, and the vaccine that you were trying to give us, we figured it out. It's a bioweapon. You see, if people still believed it, everyone would be getting their booster right now. Everyone would continually get their booster. But you know what people are doing? They're not getting it anymore because they're starting to see the absolute truth of what the bioweapon does to people. And now people are learning that, hey, you lied about 6 feet apart. You lied that this was very deadly. You lied about natural immunity. So do you really think they can usher in Disease X again and try to convince us that this is another pandemic just as we just had one? I don't think it's going to work. And I do believe this is why they mentioned a cyber attack, where the cyber attack would shut down the power grid, shut down communications, shut down the way we have everything today. And I do believe this is why they came out with the movie Leave the World Behind. And the first scene was a cargo ship that got cyber attacked. And we saw a cargo ship, you know, hit into a bridge. I believe they're projecting out there exactly what they're going to do. And I do believe they're going to use an attack on the country. There's going to probably be a cyber attack. They're going to use their insurgency. And this time around, instead of cheating, well, I guess you can call it cheating, but it's not cheating the way we thought of it or the way we think of it back in during the pandemic. This new tactic will try to postpone or stop the election, or make it seem like this election has to go on a little bit longer because we can't get all the numbers. And I do believe this is the method they're going to try to use. But again, in the end, it's all going to fail, because I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have other plans. Because remember, think about what's happening right now. We have states like Montana, states like Pennsylvania, and many of the other swing states where they're reversing all these laws. They don't have the upper hand this time to try to use the mail-in ballots. It's going to be very, very difficult. Even though they have the illegals right now where they can have the illegals send them in, a lot of these states will not accept them. So this is going to be very, very difficult for them. And I do believe this is why they're shifting tactics right now. And yes, people should be prepped and ready for the final battle, because this is going to be very, very bumpy. Everyone should buckle up. And yes, they're going to try to scare the people. Remember, it's not Trump scaring the people. It's the deep state players. They're going to use chaos. They're going to use their insurgency. They're going to use the attacks on the United States. They're going to use like a cyber attack on the United States. The whole point of it is to scare you into doing what they want you to do. So when you believe war is coming, when you believe we were a cyber attack, they can convince you, hey, you know something? We're going to have to postpone the elections. Hey, you know something? We might not have elections this time around. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're counting on this, because yes, they might be saying that, but I do believe they, Trump and the Patriots, they have backup systems where everything would then go to paper, and you won't have to worry about cyber attacks. You won't have to worry about a foreign government interfering in the election, especially if the military, like the National Guard, is guarding the elections. And I do believe this is where we're headed, and the final battle is going to look very, very scary to a lot of people. because just like the pandemic, they're going to think it's real. Because remember, the deep state players, they need to scare the people so the people do what they want them to do. And they like to use fear tactics. But I do believe this time around is going to backfire big on them. We'll be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. But first, what's very interesting is that Jussie Smollett, he's back in the news. And remember, he's the one who staged the hate hoax where he said, oh, Trump supporters attacked him and put a noose around him. And it was actually two people that he hired that were black. And actually, they came out and they told the truth. Well, it looks like he is now trying to appeal his criminal conviction. And he's trying to do this all the way to the Illinois Supreme Court. And he's trying and trying, trying because he was found guilty. And that reminds me of post 3255, which is very interesting because the Delta is March 28th. And it says down below, FBI and DOJ to review the outrageous Jussie Smollett case in Chicago. It is an embarrassment to our nation. It shall be done. And it was done. Isn't that interesting? Just like it's being done against Biden right now. People understand that he's running a criminal organization. Right now, the Oversight Committee, they put out Biden's influencing, peddling timeline, a breakdown and key dates of everything that he did and all the different foreign entities that he was dealing with and how much money he took from China, Ukraine, Russia, Kazakhstan, you name it. So they put together this incredible website and it shows you everything that they did and they laid it out by the dates of when he did this and what action he has taken. So when you start to look at it this way, you can see the crime and you can see it very, very clearly, even though AOC says there is no crime and RICO is not a crime, except they're using that on Diddy. That's very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that a lot of information now is coming out about Diddy and information about his entire network and how he brought people in like Usher and Justin Bieber. Remember, they were 14, 15 years old. And what's very interesting is a video clip emerged with Diddy and Justin Bieber. And it shows that Bieber was 15 years old. And Diddy was out there saying that they were doing things that they can't explain. They can't tell, you know, people what they were actually doing, which means we're going to find out that they've been doing things that people aren't going to believe. But the other thing that's very interesting, and Midnight Rider channel put this out on Telegram, says 50 Cent's ex accused of being Sean Diddy Combs' alleged sex worker in a lawsuit. And it says 50 Cent's ex Daphne Joy was named in Rodney Lil Rod Jones' $30 million lawsuit against his former employer, Sean Diddy Combs. According to court documents obtained by Page Six Tuesday, the OnlyFans model was accused of being a sex worker involved in the rapper's alleged sex trafficking ring. She was allegedly one of three women Combs, 54, bragged about paying a monthly stipend to for their sex work. Joy, 37, has not publicly addressed the allegations and did not respond to Page Six's request for comment. Page Six did not hear back from 50 Cent about the development either. And what's very interesting about Diddy is that it seems like he escaped on his plane, but left his child here, his kids, and he left them and they were arrested. So he really didn't care about them. He just wanted to flee the country. And what we come to find out is he has these tunnels under his homes. It's almost like Epstein, if you really think about it. And I do believe when we start to hear about all these different individuals that have been running these honeypots, these places like Epstein and Diddy, I think we're going to find out there's just not these two. There's plenty more around the country. And there's a list of those people that actually were involved in this. I think people are going to start to learn that this is all connected. It's one gigantic network. Do you think it just stopped with Epstein? No, it was Diddy. It was many other. And they used this to blackmail and bribe people and to control people. Why do you think those people in Hollywood and the corrupt politicians, why do you think they're so angry and pissed off and they hate Trump? Because they know when Trump gets back into office, all of this is going to be exposed. And the people are going to learn what these people have done. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster for them. And they know this. They know this. This is why they're freaking out. This is why they have Trump derangement syndrome. And you could see a lot of them do. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see the deep state players, they are now bringing in their army and they're bringing them across the border. And yes, their army is being brought to these safe havens where they can disperse them later on and actually activate them. And we could see that since they're running out of homes or places to put them, they're now telling the illegals, listen, just squat in people's homes. These are the laws. You could stay there and you'll be able to use their home. And basically what they've been doing is they've been using illegals on TikTok and on other platforms to tell the illegals how to do it. And there was one individual from Venezuela, and he is mocking the people of the United States, the taxpayers, saying that they work like slaves while we get all the money. And he's waving the money around, showing, look, all you are stupid. We're getting all the money and you just keep working. You keep paying for us. And that's exactly what's really happening, actually, if you really think about it. The deep state players, they're saying, listen, slaves, work harder. We need to pay for our army. Work harder. You need to make us richer. Work harder. That's actually what they're doing, if you really want to think about it. But that individual that was waving all his money and everything around, well, it looks like he was suspended from TikTok. And now he's very, very upset. He's devastated about this. But do you think the American people actually really care? I don't think so. And you know something? If this is too hard for this individual and he was brought down on TikTok, just go back to your other country. Go back to where you came from and go live there. It's not that big of a deal. But what's very interesting is since all these illegals are coming in, they're not vetted, and we know who they are. They're criminals. They're also not checked medically. Remember during the pandemic where they wouldn't let the American people go outside of their homes? You had to stay 6 feet apart. You had to wear the stupid mask that didn't work. But all these people, they can come right into this country. They're not checked medically. They're not vetted. And they are actually the ones bringing diseases in here. Actually, if you go back to the period of COVID, they were bringing in people during COVID. They had the BLM riots during COVID, but they told everyone else, you're not allowed to do anything. You should be afraid. This is why it was always BS. And what's very interesting is the fake news, they tried to play it off and they tried to write their article that, hey, no, migrants aren't bringing diseases into this country. But as things progressed and things get out of hand, all of a sudden they get caught in their lies. And wokeness put this out on X and said, migrants don't bring disease. In fact, they help fight it, report says. And that's coming from NBC News. Then we have another article, and it says Chicago measles outbreak grows after more cases diagnosed in a migrant shelter. And wokeness responded to this and said, no matter how much you think you hate the media, it's not nearly enough. And it really isn't enough. And when you look at the measles outbreak, you can see that it started when? Oh, in 2023, when they really ramped everything up. And in 2024, it got worse. Again, Ed Mokness put this out and said, measles in the entire state of Illinois, 2020, zero cases, 2021, zero cases, 2022, zero cases, 2023, five cases, 2024, 31 and climbing. More measles infection in the past few weeks than the past 8 years combined. That tells you everything you need to know. And they're trying to make it seem like, oh, no, they're not bringing any disease in here. But then again, they are. And if you could think back to COVID, you could see, oh, they're so concerned about your well-being. Are they really? Or were they trying to control you? Were they trying to make you do what they wanted you to do? Because that's what they do. They use fear to make you think that you must do these things. And when you have the riots during COVID and those people can just be in the same location, it's not that big of a deal. When illegals come over the border during COVID, oh, it's not that big of a deal. When illegals bring in measles and other diseases, oh, it's not that big of a deal. So once again, the deep state players, they are liars. They will never tell you the truth. They will always lie to you. And how do we know they're bringing in criminals? Well, you see the crime, it's actually surging in many of the cities. And what's very interesting, during Trump's term, they actually deported an illegal alien, and it looks like this illegal alien was brought back into the United States. Trump, he put this out on Truth, and said, the illegal migrant accused of shooting dead a 25-year-old Michigan woman during a botched carjacking attempt had been deported during the Trump administration, but then slipped back into the U.S., according to officials. So once again, these open borders are allowing these criminals to come back into this country and hurt the American people. Take a step back and think about this. The Biden administration, Obama, all the deep state players, the fake news, they're allowing these people in here and they're hurting the American people. They want to disarm the American people while the illegals come in and hurt the American people. Are you starting to get it now? They hate the American people. They want the American people hurt. And it's a lot easier to hurt the people if they have no way to defend themselves. And yes, they're going to be bringing in thousands and thousands of more illegals that are not upstanding citizens, that are not going to contribute to this country. They're being brought in here for one reason and one reason only, to destroy this country. If you want to think about it with the elections, if you want to think about it with jobs, if it doesn't make a difference. They want to destroy this country and they want to hurt the American people. And we can see there's another caravan heading up this way. Thousands of migrants are set to arrive at the U.S. southern border in massive El Paso-bound caravan in just a few days. And they're marching here. That's where they're coming. But I do believe end wokeness pretty much sums it all up and says, import millions of illegal aliens, shower them with tax-funded gifts, prince spend endless sums of money, allow squatters to legally claim homes, jail homeowners for trying to get back in, release dangerous thugs onto the streets. Not a single human being on planet Earth believes that any of this is rational, not one. So why is this happening? It's called the Cloward-Piven strategy. They want the entire system to collapse in order to build something new in its place. Unless something changes, it will collapse. So the question is, what is Cloward-Piven strategy? Well, the Cloward-Piven strategy is a political strategy outlined in 1966 by American sociologist and political activist Richard Cloward and Francis Fox Piven. The strategy aims to utilize militant anti-poverty groups to facilitate a political crisis by overloading the welfare system via an increase in welfare claims, forcing the creation of a system of guaranteed minimum income and redistributing income through the federal government. Is this what we're seeing right now? And yes, this is part of their 16-year plan. And this is what they want to do. They want to bring the entire system down. They want this country destroyed. And that is the insurgency. And that's why Trump has building the counterinsurgency. He already has one part of it. The people now are coming on board. Soon, the people are going to push back. I mean, they're pushing back now. But eventually, when he has the entire country, and remember, the deep state players are going to try to scare you to do to scare you into doing things that they want you to do during the elections. Trump is going to use this and he's going to turn the tables on them and he's going to use this to his advantage. And every scare tactic that the deep state uses, Trump is going to reverse this and say, you don't have to be scared because if they're pushing war, I push peace. If they're pushing chaos, we can have the military round these people up. No matter what they do, he will counter everything. So the people, they're not going to get scared, but they will see who is looking for peace, who is looking for rule of law. And that is going to go a long way with the people of this country. Even the D's are going to eventually say, you know what? I got to vote for Trump because we can't continue on like this. Especially if they see a neighbor's home burned down. If they see a neighbor's home broken into, or if they know someone that got hurt because of what has been happening, yeah, these people are going to turn on the deep state players. But at that point, I don't think the deep state cares because once they start their insurgency, they're going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. Just like out in Paris, it looks like all hell broke loose at the airport in Paris because illegals tried to stop deportation and it was complete and utter chaos. And you can see the people out in Germany, the people out in the UK, the people out in France and Spain and many other countries, they realize that, you know what, with all these illegals in here, the country is not heading in the right way. Each one of these countries, they're not heading in the right way. Actually, when you look at the polls, France, 82% of the citizens believe the country is heading in the wrong direction. And this is a new historic low, which tells you everything you need to know. Great Britain is also experiencing this, and they're saying, yes, our country is headed in the wrong direction. So the people, they're waking up and they're starting to realize, yes, we are headed in the wrong direction. Same thing here in the United States. More and more people are starting to realize that the United States is headed in the wrong direction. And wait until we go down the path of all these different scare events and the road gets very, very bumpy. A lot of people are going to say, you know something? Yeah, we're going in the wrong direction. And it started as soon as the resident came into the White House, started to move in there and live there. People started to realize as things progressed, we are headed in the wrong direction. And this is going to accelerate as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know that DWAC and True Social, they merged. And now Trump has become a commodity because the ticker symbol on the NASDAQ is DJT, which I find very, very interesting. I think he's throwing in the deep state's face, saying, look, we have our social media platform and it's me. And that's what they have to stare at every single day. Unbelievable. And remember, Trump, he loves the truth. Now, the other thing that we know is that deep state players, they've been trying for a very long time to get the weapons away from the people. This is part of the 16-year plan to get all weapons away from the people so the illegals have the upper hand and the illegals, the foot soldiers, would be able to control the people of this country. That is their plan, but it's failing every step of the way. And this is why they decided to use the red flag laws and set up a red flag center. And they want the people of this country to tell on their neighbors. And this is how they're going to try to get the weapons away from the people. It kind of reminds me of Nazi Germany when neighbors turned on each other, family members turned on each other and reported them to the regime at the time. And it seems like they're trying to use the same exact strategy. But again, it's not going to work. And actually, if the people with the weapons were a problem, I think the country would actually know about this. Because think about it. How many weapons are there? 200, 300 million weapons? You don't think if the people with the weapons were going to do something, people of this country would know about it if we were going to be the problem? But again, we're law-abiding citizens. We follow the rule of law, and we have our weapons to defend our families. Yes, they're there to stop tyranny, but we're not going to go out and attack. If you notice, if you go back to the Revolutionary War, the founding fathers, the colonists at the time, they didn't make the first move. They didn't attack. The British were coming for the colonists' weapons. And the colonists knew if they took the weapons, it's game over. So we always know the deep state plays the tyrannical government. They will make the first move. The law-abiding citizens will not. The law-abiding citizens will always try to talk. They'll always try to have peace. They will have their weapons to protect themselves and to have leverage. But it's always the criminals that will make the move because they don't want to talk. They don't want peace. They don't want to have negotiations. All they know is, I'm going to take it from you. And that's what they do. But what's very interesting, and Tom Massey put this out and said, a Democrat-controlled Congress authorized the president to give grants to states that have red flag laws, but never was he authorized to establish a federal red flag center. And how are they able to do this? Because now they're just doing whatever they want. They're not following the Constitution. They're setting things up because why? They need to get the weapons away from the people. Remember, if you go back to the 16-year plan, Obama was supposed to get most of the weapons or actually have all the laws and everything in place to get the weapons, and Hillary Clinton was supposed to continue this throughout the next 8 years of her term. It all fell apart, and it didn't happen. So now they're struggling, especially with Trump, who actually came in. He put them way, way behind schedule. Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I recently saw a video he made and I was shocked. He's in his 80s and still kicking butt and working out and staying active. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and even has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. He did this by just making one change. He says he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing too, and she's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger and her body looks leaner and she has energy all day. Chuck made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/X22 or by clicking the link in the video down below. It will change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/X22 and click on the link in the description below to watch the video now. You won't believe how simple it is. Just a reminder, the legendary Chuck Norris is a whopping 81 years old and yet he has more energy than me. He discovered he could create dramatic changes to his health simply focusing on three things that sabotage our body as we age. Watch this method by clicking the link in the description box below. That is chuckdefense.com/X22 or click the link in the description. And now they have accelerated everything and that makes it a lot easier for you to see it firsthand. This stuff has always been happening. You're just allowed to see it. They took their plan because they don't care anymore and they took it out of the shadows. They brought it into the light and they just need to finish their objective. And they will become more and more desperate as time goes on, which means you're going to see a lot more. So when we talk about the scare event, the final battle, that means at that point they don't care anymore and they're going to use everything that they have to try to stop Trump, which means you're going to see everything that they truly want for this country. And we could see that I do believe they're sending messages. I mean, with the ship hitting the Francis Scott Key Bridge, I do believe the deep state players sent a message. And remember, that individual wrote the national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner. And I do believe they said, look, we just destroyed that right in front of you. And what are you going to do about it? But you could see that Biden, as soon as this happened, and we mentioned this yesterday, he came out and said, you know, the people are going to pay for it, which the people don't want to pay for this. Because, again, they didn't want the insurance companies. They didn't want other investigators investigating. So if the government is going to pay for everything, there's no need for an investigation. And we could see that there are many ships that are trapped in the harbor right now. And there's a lot of warships that are trapped there, U.S. military ships, cargo ships that are trapped there. And they're fast moving cargo ships. So they're trapped in this entire area. But the NTSB, they now have confirmed that there are 764 tons of hazardous materials aboard the cargo ship. And it looks like it's lithium, it's gas and flammables and corrosives and many other things. But they did recover the black box and they said there was a lot of noise in the black box. They really can't make it out. And there was no CCTV footage found. Sensors cut off and turned back on. So they don't really have anything there. And they really don't really have that much information. So it seems like they're trying to keep the narrative that there's nothing to see here. We don't know why this happened. And you could see why Biden came out and said, hey, we're going to pay for it all. Because did they want the insurance companies poking around in all this? Absolutely not. They said this is going to take, you know, 1 to 2, 3 years for them to do a formal investigation, which means you're never going to hear anything. And by the time you do, it'll be way too late. This is how they play the game. Because do you really care 3, 4, 5 years later? No, you don't. You care right now. And this is how they control the narrative. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and remember, Kamala Harris was out there, the fake news was out there saying, oh no, these individuals who went ahead and fired upon the people in the concert hall in Russia and burned it down, they weren't heading to Ukraine. That's just silly talk. They're ISIS. Well, it looks like ISIS, they found a new home in Ukraine as Trump and Putin were destroying ISIS in Syria. So they all escaped to Ukraine. And then these individuals decided to go into Russia and create a terror event. Now, did they decide this on their own? Absolutely not. Did they come from Ukraine? Most likely. Nico put this out and said, the attackers who attacked the Cross City Hall in Moscow were caught while fleeing across the border to Ukraine. One of the attackers said via Telegram, that he received $5,400 from people he did not know, and that the people he did not know provided the weapons. So that's very interesting. So who are these people? Remember, the deep state players, they contract all this out. They have intermediaries, they pay them, and of course they're going to use Bitcoin because they don't want it traced back to them. If they used, you know, the fiat system and they transferred it using the banking system, you'd be able to trace that. But using Bitcoin, it'd be very, very difficult because you can go from wallet to wallet to wallet to wallet, and it'd be very difficult to trace all the way back to actually where it originated. So number one, they're trying to demonize Bitcoin. Number two, these people were paid to do a job. They came from Ukraine. They were going back to Ukraine. And this has all the signs that, yeah, this was the CIA, the deep state players, and they're the ones who actually pushed this forward. And I think people are starting to wake up to this, just like they're waking up to what George Soros has been doing. Because George Soros, remember, he's been putting all the prosecutors, judges into position, and he gets people that he can control. He doesn't get the brightest people. He gets criminals. And we could see it with Fannie Willis. You could see it with Letitia James. You could see it with all these different people. And what's very interesting that we come to find out is that George Soros has awarded at least 1 million combined in grants over the last decade to a group in the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip with deep ties to Palestinian terrorists. So basically, he's been giving money to this group. And of course, the group is Al Mezen Center for Human Rights. But again, they don't care about human rights. They're actually linked to terrorist organizations. And it looks like Soros, he's been funding all of this. So his $25 billion left-wing Open Society Foundation grant-making network is proud to be among the many international funders of Al Mezen. And actually, they support terrorism there. So it's all starting to make a lot of sense now. And people are starting to realize that, yeah, the deep state players, they have been funding all this. And you can see why they want to cease fire now. Because if they're funding the terrorists in Palestine and their terrorists are Hamas, do they want Israel to destroy them? Absolutely not. So what do they need? They need a ceasefire. Why doesn't Hamas just release all the hostages? Why don't they just surrender right now? Instead, they want a ceasefire. Well, if Israel has the upper hand, why do we need a ceasefire? We don't. And if the deep state, if they want a ceasefire, you know the opposite should happen. If Hillary Clinton's calling for a ceasefire, Biden's calling for a ceasefire, all these people calling for a ceasefire, you know the opposite must happen then, because that means they're on the side of the terrorists, which we already know that. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, it seems like the people are starting to realize that Biden will not be able to handle the country and handle everything if we get into war, because the people are starting to realize that he is very, very weak. And Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, with nearly half of voters thinking war with a country like China is in reality in the coming years, it is troubling that only 24% of voters see Biden as stronger than recent presidents as a military leader. And then we have Rasmussen Reports. They put this out and said, the numbers saying Biden is a weaker military leader than recent presidents hold steady at 53%. But those saying he is stronger drops from 29 to 24. So as we approach World War III and things get pretty darn scary, the people are not going to be with the Biden administration. The people, well, they're going to be looking for someone that's strong, that someone that can actually help the situation. And I do believe that's when Trump steps in. Remember, Trump is going to continually talk about peace. Biden, most likely, in the fake news, they're going to be talking about war. And I do believe the people in the end, and you can see the percentages right now, I do believe that in the end, people are going to say, okay, this guy cannot handle it. We need Trump here. And I do believe this is how Trump is going to really win here, especially with the economy falling apart and Biden been telling everyone that the economy is fine. Even if they use the bridge to say, hey, this is why you're seeing fuel prices move up, this is why you're seeing inflation move up, I don't believe the people are going to believe this. And in the end, I do believe the people are going to wake up, they're going to think logically. And like Trump says, they're going to use common sense and they're going to listen to Trump, because when people are afraid, they want solutions and they want someone to tell them, listen, we don't have to go through this. You don't have to be afraid. We can have peace. We don't have to have war. You don't have to lose your job. We can make the economy strong again. We don't have to have these illegals destroying our cities. We can round them up and deport them. Trump, in the end, will win out on all of this. Just like the people now are winning against the trans movement and men on women's sports, more and more people are starting to realize, yeah, this has nothing to do with these men who think they're women, because they're not even hiding it anymore. Now they're just being men and they're on women's sports. And I think the people are saying, okay, they're not even trying to dress up as women. They're just coming out as men and they're competing against women and they're winning. Libs of TikTok put this out and said, man wins first place in women's weightlifting competition. Vicky Piper, a male, competed as a woman at the Masters National Weightlifting Championship this weekend in Reno, Nevada. He won first place, beating out all the other women in his category. And when you look at him, it's a man. He's dressed up as a man. He's lifting like a man. I mean, they don't even care anymore. And now the people could see it very clearly. And actually, you could see the infiltration very, very clearly. Libs of TikTok again said, this isn't parody. This is the group who passed Tiara's law in the Colorado House. The law will make it easier for trans criminals to change their name, evade identification, and hide their criminal record. It's named after Tiara, a drag queen, convicted felon, sex worker. So basically, they're creating these laws. And actually, if you look at the picture, it really does look like it's parody, but it's not. Because, you know, they have colored hair, strange make. I mean, if you just look at it, it looks like it's Halloween. And you could see that they are now protecting their own. And they're creating these crazy laws where you can just change everything to evade the crimes that you have committed. Unbelievable. And since we're talking about crime, we can see crime is off the charts in all these different cities like Chicago, Detroit, LA, New York City. But don't worry, the dictators in these different cities, they have a plan to tackle the crime. Remember, Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, she decided, you know something, we're going to place the National Guard in the subways to control the crime. How'd that work out? Really didn't work out that well. Actually, they said that these National Guard soldiers couldn't have weapons in the subway system. So the mayor decided, you know something, we have a better plan here. We're going to roll out the electromagnetic weapon detection system in New York subway stations. So we're going to tackle the problems. Hey, remember going back a little bit in time when the mayor introduced the robot that will patrol the New York City subway? How'd that work out? Where is that robot? Is that robot making a difference? So what do you think the electromagnetic system is going to do? Most likely nothing. These are all gidgets and gadgets. Actually, I have a very simple solution here. How about we close the border, we arrest the criminals, we don't release them on no cash bail, they have to have consequences for their action, and if the criminals see this, they'll realize, hey, I can't do this anymore. And how about the people, how about they carry weapons to protect themselves? Do you think the criminals would try something then? No, but let's try all the gadgets and gadgets. Let's have robots. Let's have flying things. Let's have electromagnetic detectors. Let's have all these things, because the electromagnetic detector is going to pick up a bat. Electromagnetic detector is going to pick up, what, a stun gun. The electromagnetic detector is going to pick up a group of five with bats. I mean, really think about this for a second. It makes no sense what they're doing. They should be doing the most common sense thing, but they are not. And we could see that in New York, we had a cop that was shot by a criminal that was put away a couple of times, and this never happened to be. So a wife lost her husband, and Biden and Trump, they're both flying to New York, and they're doing two different things. Trump is going to attend the slain NYPD officer, Jonathan Diller. He's going to attend the wake there. And Biden is going to have a star-studded Radio City fundraiser with Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. So he's celebrating, and Trump is with the family where the family lost one of their own. Trump, he put this out and said, Our heartfelt prayers go out to the family of highly decorated NYPD officer Jonathan Diller, whose life was taken by a murderous career criminal yesterday during a traffic stop in Queens. The thug in question has 21 prior arrests and just recently got out of prison. He never should have been let back out on the streets. To Officer Diller's family and all the other brave men and women of law enforcement who put your lives on the line every day, we love you, we appreciate you, and we will always stand with you. And yes, Trump, he was down there meeting the family while Biden was celebrating. That should tell you everything you need to know. See, when we say Biden, Obama, Clinton, and the rest hate the American people, you're really seeing it. They call you names. They give everything to the illegals. And then when a law enforcement officer who's fighting crime, when he dies, they decide to go to a party instead. That should tell you everything you need to know. And Trump, he did something absolutely amazing. He went ahead and he paid off the mortgage of Jonathan Diller and his family. And he did it through Tunnel to Towers. And the entire mortgage was paid off for them. I mean, they rather have Jonathan back. But again, look what Trump did. He's trying to help any way he possibly can. What is Biden doing? Absolutely nothing. And the other thing that's very interesting is Jon Stewart, who's been making fun of Trump with his properties and how he overvalued his property. Well, it turns out things are not working out too well for Jon Stewart, because Jon Stewart benefited by 829% overvalue of his New York City home, even as he makes fun of Trump during his civil case. So basically, Jon Stewart did the same exact thing. So shouldn't he be brought up on charges? Shouldn't he go in front of Judge Engoron? Shouldn't he have to get a bond of $200 million? I mean, really think about this for a second. Which means when you start to look around New York, there's going to be a lot of cases and people are going to have to be brought up on charges because, again, they set a precedent. You just can't do it for one and not the other. This is becoming real now. Patriots Are in Control put this out and said yesterday, this is a Salon article, it says, Jon Stewart blasts pundits calling Trump's fraud a victimless crime. Today, New York Post, Jon Stewart found to have overvalued his New York City home by 829% after slamming Trump's civil case as not victimless. And Patriots Are in Control responded to this and said, another day, another liberal hypocrite exposed. Absolutely. Even Trump truthed this out and said, yeah, Jon Stewart overvalued his New York City home by 829%. So that tells you that this law, well, this is going to be a nightmare for all those individuals in New York. And now people are really seeing the truth. And once again, if they don't do anything to anyone else, it shows you that it's completely political. And I think we all know this. And if people don't see it yet, well, I think as time goes on, they'll start to realize what's going on. I mean, you really got to be asleep right now not to see it. And I know the D's, they're sleeping right now, but eventually they're going to wake up. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see all the cases now. They're all hitting at the same exact time. And when we look at the Fonnie Willis case, it looks like things might not be going too well for her. First of all, the people have seen her now. They've seen her testify. They've seen that she's been paying her lover. And you think the people believe in her? You think the people are behind her? Absolutely not. I do believe Trump and the Patriots use this to actually smack her down, expose what a criminal she is. So when she tries to go after Trump, it's going to be very, very difficult. But Ash in America put this out and said, Harrison Floyd will be on Capitol Hill tomorrow, expected to turn over newly relevant evidence of 2020 election fraud to aid in an upcoming House inquiry. Phil Holloway said, Harrison Floyd intends to defend Fonnie Willis RICO case in part by presenting evidence that he will say proves the Georgia 2020 election was in fact fraudulent. The premise of Willis's whole case is that the election was clean. Oh, this is going to be a major, major problem for Fonnie Willis right now, isn't it? Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see the hush money case. That now is now happening. And we need to go back a little bit in time. Remember the 2018 letter from Michael Cohen's lawyer? which admitted Trump knew nothing about the Stormy Daniels hush money transaction. Well, that letter is back right now because remember, the trial is set for April 15th. So it shows that Trump had nothing to do with this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that this whistleblower came forward, Mr. Saruga, and he dropped a bombshell, and it could blow up the entire Stormy Daniels affair with Trump. That entire lie could be going down the drain, which I do believe it's going to go down the drain. So he claims he used to share an office space with the convicted felon and former attorney, Michael Avenatti. Remember, CNN had him on multiple times, like thousands of times or whatever it was. They said he was going to be the next president. Actually, he landed himself in jail. That's very interesting. But Saruga's tweet begins with, "I spoke with Michael Avenatti, who at one time had an office in the same building as one of my businesses in Newport Beach, California. In November 2018, a few days after his arrest on suspicion of domestic violence, Avenatti's lawyer firm was evicted from the same offices in Newport Beach after skipping $213,000 worth of recent payments. Avenatti shared details of his client, Stormy Daniels, whose real name is Stephanie Clifford, and said that Michael Cohen, he was having an affair with Stephanie Clifford, who is Stormy Daniels, since 2006. So this is starting to make sense now. And I do believe this is what we thought back then, that Michael Cohen was paying off Stormy Daniels to keep her quiet. And then when this came out, Michael Cohen blamed it on Trump because, again, he was married, he had children, and he didn't want this getting out that it was actually him. But now we have this individual that is coming out with this information. So this is very, very interesting, and it looks like this is not going to work out too well for them. And you know who else it's not working out too well for? John Eastman. Because remember, these individuals, they came after Trump, and he's an attorney, and they try to get Trump removed from the ballot. And now it looks like a California judge has ruled that, and this is her final report, that this individual should be disbarred for trying to remove Trump or disqualify Trump. Mike Davis put this out and says, so Democrat attorneys must now face disbarment after the 9-0 Supreme Court ended their fringe legal effort to disqualify Trump. Yes, all of these people should be disbarred. And those people that brought charges against Trump, like Engoron and Letitia James and all these people who are bringing these fake cases where there's no victims, nothing's here, these people should have to pay all legal fees. They should be disbarred. They should be thrown in prison. And they should apologize to the American people for wasting our time. And they should admit that they did it because it was a political reason. Let's see if that happens. That'd be very interesting, wouldn't it? But we could see that the deep state players, they are now panicking right now. Number one, they're panicking because it looks like we have a very powerful House Democrat. Well, she decided that she's going to retire. And this is a six-term Democrat representative from New Hampshire, and she will not seek re-election this year. And this is Representative Annie Custer in Manchester. So this is very, very interesting. So it looks like we're going to see a lot of people decide, you know something, I'm out. But the other reason why they're panicking is because of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Remember the fake news was out there saying, oh, he's going to take the voters away from Trump. Trump is going to lose all the voters. And we actually had Richard Barris. He said, absolutely not. That's not what the polls are showing. And when you look at the MAGA people, no, they're very, very loyal to Trump. This is never going to happen. And we've said from the very, very beginning, it's going to be from Biden. And now the DNC is panicking. Colin Rugg put this out on X and said the following. The DNC is reportedly in panic mode after Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced he was picking Nicole Shanahan as his running mate. Democrats are increasingly worried that RFK Jr. will pull votes away from Biden, especially with his latest move. And they're saying they want him to drop out. And they're going to put a lot of pressure on him. I wouldn't be surprised if they come at him with everything that they had. Because remember, they actually pushed him out of the Democratic Party and he went independent. Because remember, they just wanted Biden to be the nominee. If RFK Jr. was in the Democratic Party, that would be pretty tough for Biden at this point, and they would lose all control. So at this point, you can see that they're all panicking. Biden, Obama, Clinton, Hillary, and Bill, they're all panicking right now. And this is why Obama, Clinton, and Biden, that's why they're trying to raise money in New York, the same place where Trump is, where he's visiting the family of the murdered officer. But again, why do they need this money? Because they need the money to cheat. And they're trying to get as much as they possibly can. They know that Biden is not going to be able to get the voters. His poll numbers are continually dropping. It's getting worse and worse as time goes on. And as the economy fails, as we approach war, his numbers are going to plunge even further. So I do believe what they're trying to do is they're trying to get a lot of money so they can change tactics. They can move into the area they need to be. They need to pay people off to try to pull off what they're going to do. And that's going to be an insurgency. That's going to be a cyber attack. And yes, I do believe this is what they're doing right now. And remember, these individuals, Biden, Obama, they're all liars. They've been lying since the very, very beginning. That's all they know how to do. When they lie, they have to tell another lie to cover up their lie. And what's very interesting is that Charlie Kirk, he put this out, and this is Biden going back a couple of years. And you could see how much of a liar he is. Now take what he has done and what he lied about, and then take that and expand it out to the rest of the people. They're all the same. They're all part of the criminal syndicate. Just take a listen to what Biden said.
I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class to have a full academic scholarship. Went back to law school and, in fact, ended up in the top half of my class. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits, only needed 123 credits.
Biden now concedes he did not graduate in the top half of his law school class, that he does not have 3 degrees from college, and that he was not named outstanding political science student in college.
Newsweek says Biden actually went to school on a half scholarship, ended up near the bottom of his class, and won only 1 degree, not 3.
Joe Biden ranked 76th in a class of 85 at the University of Syracuse Law School. I mean, this guy comes off this whole thing as a flyweight.
Now Biden says Newsweek is right. His memory had failed him.
And I'd be delighted to sit down and compare my IQ to yours if you'd like, Frank.
Joe Biden was victimized by the truth.
Bye-bye Biden. He may not know it yet, but I think this is going to be very difficult for him to recover.
Is Joe Biden dead meat, yes or no?
I think so.
Bob.
Terminal condition.
And that tells you everything you need to know. They don't have a problem with lying. They'll lie right to your face and they'll make it seem like it's all true. And they don't care. And the people now are figuring this out because look, they lied about COVID. They lied about everything, the election, you name it. They just keep lying over and over and over. They've been lying to us for years because why? They hate us. They hate this country. They hate the Constitution. They hate everything about it. And these people are installed. They're not elected. So they don't report to the people of this country. But you can see their plans, they're not working out the way they think it's going to work out. Remember, they put everything together in 2020. Now we're coming into the 2024 presidential election. They can't use the same strategy. And it looks like it's getting harder and harder for them. Because right now, the third U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that mail-in ballots with no dates cannot be counted by Pennsylvania election officials. In Montana, the Supreme Court issued a ruling declaring that the set of voting reform laws enacted by the state legislature in 2021 violates the fundamental right to vote. Everything is being turned around right now, and they're trapped in all of this. And what's very interesting, and Elon Musk put this out, he's pointing to Rothmus. It shows that all the other countries, they don't use mail-in voting because there's fraud associated to it. France banned mail-in voting in 1975. Mexico banned mail-in voting in 1992. Belgium banned mail-in voting in 2018. Sweden does not permit mail-in voting. Italy does not permit mail-in voting. Ukraine does not permit mail-in voting, and that's a very corrupt area. Russia does not permit mail-in voting. Japan, same thing. Latin countries do not. No Middle Eastern country permit mail-in voting. So why here in the United States are we using mail-in voting? Because the criminals love fraud. The criminals love to cheat. The criminals commit crimes. That's why. And I do believe this is why, as we approach the 2024 election, we will not be able to use their system. The ballots feeding into the computer systems, it's not going to work for the people. Yes, we can override the system, but I think Trump wants to show the deep state players that he has the people behind him. And if they can manipulate the systems and get the race very, very close, I don't think he's going to have that win. So I do believe one way or another, we're going to have to get out of the deep state system and move into a paper system. And I do believe that's where all this is headed. And that's where the cyber attack comes in. That's where the war comes in. And I do believe that's the direction we'll be moving in. And eventually what's going to happen is Trump is going to show the world that he has the people, and the counterinsurgency will be complete. The people will be behind him. The military will be behind him. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.